Heads on the back, let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, your host, helping you go from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. This is a very special episode because I have one of the biggest mentors and leaders in the network marketing profession on the show with me today. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, Tom Chenault.
Holy mackerel, am I happy to be here, Rebecca, and with you. You're one of my favorite people on the planet, and to finally get onto your podcast is a great honor.
Well, thank you so much. It's such a great honor to have you here today. And before we go into our conversation, I want to give my audience a little bit about your background. So Tom is a top 25 network marketer in the world. He has over 30 plus years in the multi-level marketing profession. He serves on several boards. One of them is the Multi-Level Marketing International Association, and he co-hosts the longest running home-based business radio show in the world with his son, Adrian. Tom and his wife and business partner, Denise, have been featured on numerous global stages, including Eric Worre's GoPro events, and he's written numerous books, and he's been featured in books like The 4-Year Career. So Tom, tell us about your story. How did you get so good at one of the most challenging professions in the world?
Fail forward all the way, man. I'm telling you, I started failing on, you know, I was one of those egomaniacs with low self-esteem all my life, had big charisma, but not much substance, and the person that I didn't like very much, and I didn't want you to know it was me. So I was always trying to be this little chameleon, but I always wanted to be successful. So I would go to any length to be successful, and it just took me to so many places that my life has been incredible. It started early in the 70s in the restaurant business. That's where I think that I finally figured out that making relationships work was the most important part. And I was running a restaurant that had 103 employees under the age of 18, 75,000 people a month going through the door. It was absolute pandemonium all the time. And the reason was we never forgot a customer. So when somebody walked in the door, we would write down what they loved about themselves. We would compliment the person least likely to get a compliment. And when they came back in the door, we would remind them that we remembered that person and they came back next Sunday. And that became really the catalyst for my life, where I know for a fact what people love most about me is what I remember about them. And I turned that thought process into a career, and it's worked out really, really well.
How did you get introduced to the network marketing profession?
Two disturbing the pieces and two driving under the influences in 1 month was pretty much the catalyst. I was a big time stockbroker, having previously been a corporate airplane salesman and a raging alcoholic. And finally, in 1988, I drank myself out of the stock brokerage business. No one wanted any part of me. I had come off of earning a tremendous amount of money the year previous. And now I was stuck with my hat in my hands, unemployable, no place to go. I still had the huge ego and the low self-esteem. And I had to find something that had no credit check, no background check. I could start immediately. And it happened to be network marketing. And I grabbed it with both hands and went after it, because failure was not an option. I was so lucky to be that desperate, because nothing stopped me.
And have you been with the same company the whole time, or been in
several? No. I did, like most people, and, you know, I bounced around. And I blamed everybody else for my failure, and I could not figure it out. And I had such a big ego that I was good at signing up people, but once they signed up, they wanted no part of me, either because it was network marketing, it was work, or they just didn't like me. So I was good at bringing them in, but they quit as fast as I was bringing them in. And so I was in several companies doing pretty well by most people's standards, but it was impossible to keep that going. And so I finally had somebody tell me, a guy named Bill Shepard actually, said to me, "Tom, you are really good at network marketing. You have got charisma. You have got it going, but you are so full of bulla and you are so full of yourself that you are going broke enthusiastically and taking other people with you. And if you don't straighten out and learn what this business is really all about, you are going to blow up and you are going to take a lot of people with you. And I don't want that to happen for them, and I don't want that to happen for you. So please, please, please take a look in the mirror and change." And believe it or not, Rebecca, I was able to hear the guy without punching him in the nose. And I went home and looked at my life and looked at the way I was doing things. And I was sober at that point. And I was realizing if I didn't stop doing that, I was probably going to drink again because I was starting to live a lie one more time. And I basically reinvented myself that day.
So that day, what was the, I know you heard him and he was like, "You've got to make some changes." What were some of the ways you reinvented yourself and started showing up differently in the business?
Smart question. I had done something called the Landmark Forum, which is a personal development course, which is you did it. And so it, you know, it's an ontological inquiry into what it means to be a human being. Mm-hmm. Long and short of that inquiry is you learn to put your past and your story or your past in the past instead of filing it into your future. And that has you standing in nothing and inventing a future that is really, really powerful for yourself. So that was an important component. And I'd been going to, at that point, to a 12-step meeting literally every day of my life. And I got pretty good at that meeting. And what happens is you go to a meeting every day, and inside of that meeting, there's a book called The Big Book. And inside of that meeting are a whole lot of other recovering alcoholics. And you just talk in a circle with no leader. And ultimately, read that book, you get a sponsor, and do these steps. And at the end of the day, you are at a point where you're finally living your life the way it should be led instead of the way that I used to live it. And it was awesome. So the reason I'm telling you that is I merged the Landmark Forum with my 12-step philosophy with network marketing. And all I did was take everything I learned in those two places and put them into a conversation called the coffee shop interview. And I started living my life in what's in it for them instead of what's in it for me. I stopped treating people like prospects. I started treating them like human beings and dropping them off right where they wanted to be, not where my agenda was sending them. And everything shifted that day because I went from this arrogant guy, which I certainly was, egotistical guy, which I seriously was, to the guy that I really all my life wanted to be, which was of service and a giver. And it worked out, and I did it. And today, I've lived my life that way for over 30 years, and I wake up in the morning in love with Tom Chenault and go to bed with Tom Chenault in love with him. And if I make any mistakes in the middle, I make sure I clean it up before I hit the pillow, and I have an unbelievable life today of service, contribution, and it's perfect.
That is so beautiful. So tell us, what are some of the key components of the coffee shop conversation that you've used to recruit, you know, I don't even know how
many people. How much of my wife, it's hysterical. So I called this thing the coffee shop interview. Mm-hmm. And if you go to thecoffeeshopinterview.com, you're going to get the coffee shop interview. We've sold a ton of them, hundreds of thousands on Amazon for $8. It's not worth 8 cents. So you can get this book, The Coffee Shop Interview, by just going to thecoffeeshopinterview.com. There's nothing for sale there. It's no trap. It's not a click funnel. It's nothing. You'll put your email address in, and there's a high probability no one will ever email you. Nothing. But so you've got the book for free. I'm just trying to show you there's no sales pitch here.
Right.
And the components are, you know, find out instead of, so I where were you? You called it the coffee shop conversation. That's what my wife wanted to call it. I wanted to call it the coffee shop interrogation. She thought that was too harsh, so I went down to the coffee shop interview. But no way I was going to the coffee shop conversation, because I want to know what makes you tick. I want to know, before we ever get down to brass tacks, what you want to buy, what you don't want to buy. I want to know your dreams. I want to know your goals. I want to know what's not working. I want to know what you love about network marketing. I want to know what you don't love. And I'm going to find all that out through this coffee shop interview. And then I am going to document the conversation. And in that document, there's an app out there called Contact Mapping. You just speak in the story of the human being you're across the table from after you leave. And you get their blood type. You had the conversation. And then you put them on. So you called me at 11:31 today. Do you remember doing that? You sent me a text message?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so you probably had the reminder to send me that text message a little bit previous to that, in the form of a yellow sticky on your desk. And if you would hold up that yellow sticky, it probably said, F you, Tom Chenault, because you were supposed to follow up Tom Chenault. But follow up doesn't feel like follow up to most people. It feels like the other F you. We don't like following up, and we don't like being followed up upon. So that's human beings, but we love to be remembered. So if you could put people, so what I do is I have everybody in my life, 16,000 people in my phone. I know their story. And I also know that I remember something about them. So I touch base with them periodically and just hit them with a remember, with no intention of selling them anything, until in conversation they tell me they want to buy something. And then I see if I have something in my life I can sell them, like sobriety, like a network marketing product, like a connection I've got that would serve their life. And instead of being a salesman, which no one really truly wants to be, I want to be a server. And as a result, I've built this absolute gigantic organization of over 1 million people by being interested, not interesting. So that's what the coffee shop interview is all about. It accomplishes that. So you've got a talking point with people. So when they call you on the phone, you're not saying, who is this? You're not scrambling to say, you know, when I talked to you, when we just had you, you were taken aback a little bit on camera when I ask you if you've been sober 21 years. And you went, holy cow, he remembered that.
I was surprised, yeah.
And it showed on your face, and it meant something to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because all what you love most about me, Rebecca, is what I remember about you.
Yes.
Vice versa. It's everybody. But we're so agenda-driven, trying to teach, you know, to sell stuff to people that literally don't even probably want it. And we've got all these gurus telling us to just hammer people till they say yes. That's insanity. You'll blow your brains out. You'll quit. We don't do that. I serve, not sell. And I have so many people, you know, I train. I have a big training company that all I do is train people to talk to two people a day, interview them, document the interview, put them on a rotation to remember. At the end of the year, you've got 700 unbelievable stories of people's lives, and you're already rich from that, not to mention all the money that you can make not being so one-dimensional, like you are your product, or you are your company, or you are this, or you are your job. No, you're Rebecca. That's who you are. What you do is completely different. Is that cool?
That is incredible. Well, this is really interesting. When we come back from this commercial break, we're going to talk about, after you have these interviews, which you can get on the coffeeshopinterview.com, how do you organize and remember all these people, all these different stories? I think we can all handle two great connected conversations a day, but then what do we do with these conversations to create a beautiful life and a beautiful empire and just make a major difference in the world? So do not leave. We're going to a quick commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with Tom Chenault on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman. and we'll see you in a minute.
How clean is the water you're drinking and bathing in? If you call Aquasana Water today, they'll provide you with a free assessment telling you the condition of your tap water. Aquasana sells whole house water filters starting at $1,000. Isn't that worth it to have a 10-year supply of filtered, cleaner water? Aquasana water filters tackle chlorine taste and odor and can reduce contaminants like viruses, lead, forever chemicals, and microplastics, depending on the system you purchased. So make the free call, find out the condition of your water, and make your water cleaner the Aquasana way. It's a smart decision for you and your family and a must for a healthy home. Get a whole house Aquasana water system starting at $1,000 for your entire home. Call and find out the condition of your water with a free water assessment. 800-925-6029. 800-925-6029. 800-925-6029. That's 800-925-6029.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-628-5675. 800-628-5675. 800-628-5675. That's 800-628-5675.
Hey there, gorgeous. Quick question. Do you want to look younger, feel stronger, and glow like the star that you are? Of course you do, honey. So here's the deal. Your body wants to age gracefully, but stress, sugar, and time are not on your side. Enter the game changer you didn't know you needed, liquid collagen. This isn't your average powdery chalky mess. Oh no, honey, this is next level science. Our liquid collagen has a 93% bioavailability rate. Powdered collagen is 30% at best. This means your hair, skin, nails, joints get the VIP treatment. If you want to reduce wrinkles, feel amazing in your body, and turn heads, this is your glow up in a bottle. Don't wait. Your future self is literally begging for this. Click the link in the show notes to grab your bottle today. But hurry, supplies are limited and this kind of fabulous will not last forever. You deserve this. Now go shine like the balanced, beautiful, and abundant star that you are. All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're here with Tom Chenault, one of the top 25 network marketers in the world. He has over 1 million people on his sales team, and he is going to explain to us exactly how he has two conversations a day and then follows up and tracks and keeps, you know, keeps his network growing and thriving and just full of connection and love, and how that results in millions of dollars of business done every year. So Tom, take it away.
All right. Okay. So when you put my name and phone number in your phone, you hit save, and that's pretty much the end of it. And I've been talking for like a half an hour, and you know, you look at me and you go, that's really great, Tom, and nice to meet you. And we shake hands, we walk out the door. And a week later, you look at your phone and you go, who the heck is that guy? I don't even remember him. And that's what happens to us all. And we built a company because I told you back in the 70s, we had that restaurant where we had a Dewey Decimal System where we literally cataloged all the customers. So I've been cataloging all the customers, which means the people in my life, since early 70s. And the Dewey Decimal System and the note cards have evolved for all of you in so many different ways. They went to yellow stickies, then they went to XL, then they went to Gold Mine or ACT or some crazy deal like that. And finally, with the iPhone came along and all that stuff, and we built an app inside of all that, that you open it up, you hit the button, name, phone number. Then it says, do you have a picture of Rebecca? You snap a picture of Rebecca. You do not take her Facebook picture, because I don't want your prom picture. I want your picture. If I took a picture right now and I had to go, how do I know her? I would see that we were on the podcast together and now I've got you. You know, that's, I want the background more than I want the beauty of the picture. I want you to see you as you are, not as you're trying to show me you are. So then I've got the picture and you hit save. And then it says, what do I know about Rebecca? And everything. So I brain dumped that in there.
Just do it on a voice text.
Yeah, I'm just throwing it in.
And then the app turns your voice memo into like a written log of who you talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I got you documented and I've got your life. And from there, in conversation earlier, because I know we had that big conversation at GoPro in 2023.
Yeah.
So that came at you too, in conversation, woven in, and you're going, holy mackerel, I can't believe you remembered that. So the name of the game is save everything that you can so that you're able to use that as a remember for relatedness in the future. So now I've got everything in my pocket. So I walk in the restaurant and I remember you, but I can't remember you. And you're sitting at the counter and you're with Paris Hilton. And I'm going, I know that woman. I know her. I cannot remember her name. And then she's got a podcast. I pop in the word podcast, or I pop in GoPro, or I pop in sobriety, whichever one of those three words is the keyword that I need. And up comes all the pictures of everybody that I've got with that keyword. There's your picture popping up. And I walk over and go, hi, Paris. Hi, Rebecca. And everybody swallows their cigar because I remembered it. I am the great rememberer because I know it's the most important part. So that's what I do. And so now I've got this giant, you know, I got a giant list. And my son, Adrian, you talked about him. He's the guy that I do the legacy leadership show with. He built this app for me with a guy from MIT named Rick Manelius. He had a PhD from MIT and he built this tremendous architecture behind this app that you can get from the app store called Contact Mapping. But we then merged the company with a guy named Justin Bellababa, who is an AI expert. So we ended up having the best CRM, contact manager, on the planet right this minute that uses AI and all my skills as a relationship expert. And there's just nobody on the planet that you can't get in front of, develop a great relationship with, and ultimately sell them what they want to buy. I am convinced of that. And that's how I live my life. So not only am I a network marketer, and you did talk about me having a huge organization, and it is a machine, but that's just the tip of the iceberg of all the things that I've got that my app has provided for me in the way of relationship and business and sobriety opportunity. Because once you're in my phone, you've had it. I'm going to remember you, and that's it. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree. And then what is does your app give you a cadence, or, cause I know you do check in with me every so often. Is there like a reminder, like time to follow up with Rebecca, or is that just something you figured out?
No. If I figured it out, I'd forget. You'd know that. You can't remember all that. So that's why I call them rotations of remember, and I get to set the rotation. So with most people that are network marketing leaders or influencers in that space, they're on a monthly rotation. There's a lot of people that are on a 3-month rotation because I want them to know I'm thinking of them once a quarter because I never want to be out of their brain. But I can set that to 6 months. I can set that up to 9 months. I can set it up to a year, or I can set it up to never. But why would you put somebody in your phone if you're never going to talk to them again? So that's a tell right there. So it keeps building all the time. And the amount of opportunity that comes to me because I remembered them whenever anybody needs anything. You talked about Eric Worre, you know, he called me in the middle of the night one time, and there was a huge snowstorm in Denver, and no one could get his daughter, who he loves with all of his heart, up to Vail. And he said, "Tom, I'm in trouble. Can you get me to run somebody? Can you get somebody to run my daughter to Vail?" And you can call Eric right now. Within 5 minutes, I had a guy named Robert Estes at the front desk at DIA picking up his family to haul him to Vail. Because my Rolodex, my contact book, no one can touch it. And I'm proud of that.
So the messages that you send every, you know, whatever the cadence is, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, are those, do you program those in, or are those?
No, like, smart question. You hate those.
I know.
So if I call you, if I send you a text, I look in the thing, I go, okay, we got this in common, that in common. I send you a text saying, "How's your life? Have you been to an AA meeting lately?" You're going to know that that wasn't some cornball autoresponder. That right. went right to the core of who you are.
Mm-hmm. This is great. You guys, this app sounds incredible. I'm definitely going to get it. And you can find it in the app store. It's called Contact Mapping.
I would go. If I were you, because there's a 7-day free trial that will also give you all that AI capability and blow your mind. I'm going to talk slow. Meet, M-E-E-T, my, M-Y, A-I. Meet my AI at now, the word now, N-O-W, dot site, S-I-T-E. Meet my AI at now dot site. And if you go there, it's going to give you a trial. You can kick it around. And when you understand the power of what we do, it's going to blow your mind.
Well, I have NowSight, but I didn't know there was a way to track contacts and remember what they said. Is that an add-on to NowSight, or is that a separate
you just
app?
You just didn't know it. So, that's pretty good news. And inside of that, it gets a little better. Inside of NowSight, you can hit a button and you can analyze your entire phone database to see who's likely to buy what you happen to be selling. So whatever it is you've got for sale, your audience in your phone changes all the time. And AI can reach in there and look at everything and give you the most likely prospects to buy what you've got for sale. So they just, and then on the other side.
That's all on the NowSight, the basic one, or do I have to upgrade?
I don't know what you've got. The max, to have access to 2 billion leads, 2 billion leads, all personalized, to get access to that, I don't think you spend $200 a month. NowSight is a blowtorch. Herbalife's using it. Eric Worre uses it. Rob Sperry uses it. Todd Falcone uses it. I mean, it is absolutely state of the art, so far ahead of everybody else, and it's dirt cheap. So, it's worth taking a trial run on.
Okay. So, if you're listening, go to meetmyai at nowsight.com or just go to
Meet my AI dot, period. You know, meet my AI dot, not at.
Yeah.
Now, N-O-W dot site.
Okay, perfect.
And it's confusing because there's no comma in there. And I like that because once you log it in your brain, you never forget it. Meet my AI dot now dot site. It's easy to say, easy to do.
All right. Well, you guys heard it here. And this works not just for network marketing, but just for any business owner who wants to catalog their connections, amplify their presence on social media, and do all the amazing things that NowSight does. So I am curious, I know we have about 3 minutes until we cut to a commercial break, but can you share with us your sales process? You say that people are coming to you saying they want to buy stuff, but what is your sales process, especially for your network marketing business?
Okay, so we got 3 minutes, so I'm going to get that after your break.
Yeah, well, that's a cliffhanger because that That is like very, very important.
That's a cliffhanger, but wait a second. So hang on a second, because it all falls into the same thing. Because I have my wife on a daily rotation of remember. I have to tell her she's important every day. And with all the stuff that I've got going on, that's the first person I forget. All the way through my kids once a week. I am telling you, it works in every area of your life. All my sobriety friends, you know, some of them are brand new to drinking. They stopped last week. I'm talking to them every day. I need to be reminded. Then they start getting a little better and I put them on a once a week. Then they start getting a little better and I put them at maximum on them once a month. Because that's who every area of your life, not just business, become that person that cares and you will win. So now we can go to your break.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, everyone. You're listening to Tom Chenault, top 25 network marketer, co-founder of Contact Mapping, the Now Site app. These are apps that help you become a super connector. They help you keep track of your contacts so that you can check in with them. And Tom really made a big shift. If you're just coming into this interview late, make sure you go back and listen to the beginning. He was a corporate airplane salesman and a restaurant owner, and he learned the art of relationships, and that has helped him become a multi-millionaire. So if you are feeling stuck and at a dead end in your business, whatever that business may be, you definitely want to tap into what Tom Chenault is doing, because he has mastered the art of relationships, building your network. I really believe that you're living your network is your net worth, because that's exactly what happened to you. My name is Rebecca Whitman. You're listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're going to go to a quick 2-minute break. And when we come back, we are going to hear Tom Chenault's sales process that has made him millions and millions of dollars. So don't go anywhere. We'll see you back here in 2 minutes.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-451-8603. 800-451-8603. 800-451-8603. That's 800-451-8603.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-590-1163. 800-590-1163. 800-590-1163. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish. 800-590-1163.
There are three types of people listening to this. The first type reached for their goals and failed. The second type achieved their goals and they were not fulfilled. They wanted more. And the third type achieved their goals at the expense of their health and happiness. Well, I have great news. I am inviting you to enjoy a mindset manifestation mastermind with me at the luxurious Palmaya at IS Spa. in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. Picture this, crystal clear waters, white sandy beaches, and you at one of the most luxurious resorts in Mexico, unlocking the life you've been dreaming of. From January 23rd to 26th at the breathtaking five-star Palmaya and Aya Resort and Spa in Playa del Carmen, Mexico, I am hosting my Manifestation Mindset Retreat. It will be your chance to reset, realign, and manifest your most balanced, beautiful, and abundant life. Imagine mornings filled with transformational workshops, afternoons indulging in spa treatments and lounging by the pool, and evenings connecting with like-minded women under the stars. This isn't just a retreat. It's a total mindset makeover in paradise. You'll leave with the tools to manifest more love, success, and abundance than you ever thought possible. Spots are limited. This life-changing experience will sell out. Go to the link in show notes to reserve your spot today. Level up, don't look back, let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment. All right, welcome back, everyone, to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're going from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And today we have Tom Chenault on the show. He is going to share with us his sales process that has helped him make millions of dollars in network marketing. So what is it, Tom?
So my trick, my secret weapon is firing your brain and hiring your heart.
Oh, I love that.
Get your agenda out of the way and make the agenda of the person across the table your agenda. It completely disarms them. Absolutely control all conversations with authentic questions and empathy. That's all it is. So be far less interesting and far more interested, and keep talking until you have enough information about that human being that you can honestly have a dialogue with them down the road. And guess what? It doesn't happen overnight. Eric Worre from the stage at GoPro said, what's astounding about Tom Chenault is his process seems slow, but the more I've gotten to know him and I know what he's doing, he sends me notes all the time telling me, hey, I know I'm on a rotation to remember, but I still can't help it because he asked about my health. He asked about my time. He asked about Marina. He asked about Dominic, my son. He asked about Taylor, my son. It's come on, you guys. Just be an unbelievably good human. And all of you people that are so sick of giving all these people all this money for training that doesn't fit you, for things that you'll never be able to do, imagine being able to take that unbelievable miracle that God made called you and absolutely taking that to the next level because you fell in love with yourself, and show people that they can join you, not it, and be successful. And that's what I've done. And that's what I teach. I teach people how to do that. And how you do that, it's so important, is he or she with the most information wins. So you're listening all the time. You've done the interview. You've got them on a rotation to remember. They tell you, well, I'm doing okay, but I just got laid off from my job. Well, that's a conversation about your business. Oh my gosh, I'm doing great, but I just found out my mom's got something going on with her health. Oh, really? That's a conversation for your health business. Everything is an opportunity if you will fire your brain and hire your heart. If you'll just do that and love like crazy, then love more. And those two cliches sounds cornball, but that's all it is. And if you can remember that, you win. And so instead of trying to trick people into buying things, listen for them to tell you what they want to buy. Wait like one day, call back, say, I've been thinking about you. You told me you had a sore toe, and I've got something that might help that feel better. I've been thinking about you. And all of a sudden, you went from somebody that was trying to sell them something with an agenda to actually caring about that toe, and it comes through. And, you know, Richard Brook talks about in network marketing, if you can put 100 people on autoship, 100 people on autoship, which is not a tough thing to do. If that 100 people come on AutoShip, 80 of them are going to be customers. They're going to want no part of network marketing. They just love the product. But as network marketers, we end up with our agenda trying to jam more product down their throat and also trying to get them to become a distributor and make money and all that stuff that us crazed moonies do. They don't want any, 80 of them do not want any part of that. Honor them, put them on a rotation of remember for 1 month, and try thanking them for the business every 30 days. You got your product. I hope you're loving it. We got this new product you might want to try, but I love you and thank you for the business. That never happens to you with anything you buy, whether it's your car, the grocery store, your realtor. Nobody does that. Mm-hmm. You get to be that exception. And then there are 15 left over that want to be a distributor and make a little bit of money, maybe $1,000 a month. You put them in another category and you teach them how to make $1,000 a month. But you're still not turning them into a nut like me. And then that last four or five, those are the ones that you're going to teach to do what you did. And what you just did was you're on this monomaniacal mission to bring 100 people in on AutoShip. They're going to see you're actually doing it, that you're walking your talk. They can watch your feet. They're going to say, can I do that? You're going to say, yes. They're going to say, how much money can I make? You're going to do the math on how much money they would make residually and fast start bonuses and all that stuff on that 100. And they're going to go, holy cow, I can make money doing this. And then those four people start duplicating, 416, 64, 256, 1,024, 4,096. You can't imagine the amount of potential earnings there are just in building six levels, four wide. And that's what I do. I just constantly keep it so simple, Rebecca, that a dog with a note in its mouth can do it. Because that's network marketing. You got to have it. It's got to be duplicatable at the lowest common denominator. So I just left a restaurant called Aunt Alice's Restaurant. And the restaurant's great. And every waitress that walked up to the table, I told the other people at the table the story of that waitress. And they walk over to just hear me say something nice about them to the people I'm with. I don't know their last name. I don't know their phone number. I snap their picture. I put in the notes, Aunt Alice's. I put their story in there. And I'm telling you, there's nobody that has better service in that restaurant than me. And anything that those kids can do to help me out is wild. And all of a sudden, they walk over. A lady walked over this morning. She was talking to Michelle Griot. And she said, God, I just want to retire from this place, but I don't know what I'm going to do. Michelle didn't say anything because she was trained by me. She'll come back in a couple days and say, I've been thinking about what you said. I think you might want to come across the street and have a conversation with Tom. It's so logical. You're serving, not selling.
That is great advice. Thank you so much, Tom, for sharing your process that has made you and many others on your team millions of dollars. We're going to shift for the last few minutes of our interview. And one of the things I really love about you is you're so vulnerable, you're so human and sharing your journey on social media and with friends like myself. And before we hit record, you were telling me you've had a couple really harrowing, life-changing events in the last 6 months that just absolutely rocked your world. So if you could share with our audience what happened and the lessons that you have learned from those very tragic events, I would love to hear that part of your story.
Okay, so they were tragic events because they happened. On July 23rd, we're going to a family reunion in New Hampshire. My wife's driving. We're going through those windy roads. A guy strays across the double line and tagged us head on at 50 miles an hour.
Was he drunk?
No. Actually, a great guy.
Was he texting? Like, why did he go across and hit you guys head on? That's crazy.
I haven't talked to him personally yet. I assume he was texting or looking down, things that Tom Chenault would have done. So anyway, he hit us hard and smashed us. And everybody said it was a miracle we lived. 70% of those accidents have a fatality in them at 50 miles an hour head on. We rolled four times. I was in the emergency room for 3 days, which is unusual. Usually they get you someplace, but they didn't even want to move me from the emergency room. And we finally got out of there. I had a broken sternum. I was beat to a pulp, broken, bruised, cut up, and convalescing for months. It's almost been 6 months right now. I'm almost at the end of the rope as far as pain and aches and tendons and all the stuff. I mean, that impact was horrible. The flashbacks are horrible. And it was bad. And my wife was injured just exactly like me. And everybody was very, very worried about us. The outpouring of love was incredible. The level of love was incredible. The appreciation that we have for people that helped us. And I think it was a beautiful thing that happened to us, not tragic, because I got access to something I had never had access to before, and it was trauma. And so if you call me on the phone, it says, "This is Tom Chenault, how you doing? Please leave me a message and tell me something about you no one else knows." And that's been my message forever. And what people say on my voicemail is unbelievable as far as telling me things about it. It's like a confessional. But all of a sudden, after the wreck, it shifted to people telling me about their trauma. And I realized how many people have had an event like that in their life, some way or another, whether it was an accident or somebody abusing them or something. But literally everybody has had trauma. So then I got to thinking about trauma probably lives in front of this addiction of mine that I've been dealing with all my life. So I found this woman. I can't believe her name has not hit me in the head. And she's been helping me with trauma. And it's just amazing to me because I think it lives. That's that fork in the road, a trauma when I was younger that made me go the direction I went toward alcohol and drugs instead of going where normal people go, which is straight to God. And so it's really, really been a blessing for me to have that happen. So that happened. I mean, we're still walking slow, talking slow, the whole shot. So on November, around Halloween, I went, you know, which was like a month ago, I went down to Florida to speak for Ray Higdon's Faith Over Fear event. And so that's a big deal. And we're down. Yeah, my wife couldn't find me. I couldn't find her sister. So she's all freaked out. Her sister's 7 years younger, her only sister. They're close as they get. Just beautiful, beautiful, smart, career-oriented girl. So we get back home and Denise goes, "Would you go?" She's struggled with a few things, but nothing too serious. So she goes, "Let's go down and see if she's at her house." And we figured maybe she found some romantic weekend or something like that and just had gone on a bender or something. So we go peeling down to her house. Denise had a key. We walk in the door and she's killed herself, which was at a level of, you know, people talk about the wreck.
Your wife found her, like...
My wife and I, yeah.
You and your wife saw her dead in her apartment?
Yeah, dead. Dead. Had to call the cops.
You were the ones who discovered her.
Correct. Terrible.
That is terrible. So intense. And I'm so sorry. That is just devastating. I'm so sorry
A month ago.
And that happened to you and your wife and that you found her dead.
So you just said something profound there that I'm going to come back to. You're sorry that that happened to my wife and I. So at the end of the day, we've just gone through Thanksgiving. Horrible. 22-year-old daughter, her mother, my wife just absolutely tore our hearts out. Then here comes Christmas. Same story. On January 11th, the memorial, same story. Absolute, unbelievable grief. And everybody's going, "Tom, why would this happen to you? Why the wreck? Why that? Why the this situation?" And I look at him in the eye and I say, "Why not us? If anybody could handle this, it was Denise and I. We've got it all."
That reminds me that God gives his toughest lessons to his best students.
Yeah. So here we are. I had no access to suicide either. I had no idea of absolutely how bad it is. And I deal with alcoholics every day in my life. I help alcoholics every day of my life. And almost, you know, on a weekly basis, somebody tells me they want to kill themselves. And I had not really listened to that hard, like a plea for help, like I do now. Because I'm telling you what, it is horrible. And Byron Katie, that unbelievably great philosophical, spiritual trainer of women, said something profound. She said, if you thought what they thought, you would do what they did. And it's the truth. If I thought what Amy thought, I probably would have done, that day I would have done what Amy did. And it's so hard to accept and understand. But having all this have happened, it's made me a better man. It's made me more empathetic. It's made me more committed as to what my life is all about. And what my life is all about is my legacy is giving and teaching people to remember and teach and value in friendships and relationships. The money, I've never been a very good network marketer. I'm not a very good network marketer. I am an unbelievable lover of men and women, and it has paid off for me in spades. And I think God wants me to get that message out there bigger and better, not only through network marketing, but through my recovery people, through every human being I come across. And that's how I'm going to be paid on earth and afterward. And I love my life, and I'm glad. I'm sad, but I'm glad I've gone through this last few months.
That was so powerful. And yes, even though you have a legacy business that is willable to your kids and will go on for generations, the fact that you want your legacy to be love and teaching people how to love each other and value human connection is such a beautiful legacy. And everybody can do that. You don't have to be great at network marketing or great at business or great at sales. Just to really care about someone and listen to them and ask some questions about their life and then remember it. What a great example, Tom. Thank you so much for being on the show today. I know my listeners are going to want to keep in touch with you. How can people stay in touch with you, Tom?
You can go to that coffeeshopinterview.com. There's a form there that gets you in the door, and that'll have your email. I don't have any idea. I think it will tell you. I don't know. Here's my phone number, 720-840-7222. 720-840-7222. Text me, call me. I'm 73 years old, and there, you know, everybody thinks old people sleep all the time. The truth of the matter is old people don't ever sleep. So you can call me like 24/7. And if I pick up the phone, I'm awake. And if I didn't pick up the phone, I'm asleep. And that could be 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 2 o'clock in the morning, because we never know. But I'm telling you one thing. I know I've only got one thing going for me, and that's the people in my life and the people coming into my life. And I will never turn my back in my entire life on somebody trying to get off of alcohol or drugs or reaching out for help, trying to figure out what they're going to do with their life. So don't be afraid to call me.
That's so beautiful. Well, you just got the personal phone number of one of the greatest business people and humans in the world. So don't take that lightly, everyone. You have been listening to another amazing episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. If you're listening on Apple, Spotify, or podcast platforms, or YouTube, or on AM, The King in Atlanta, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and review the show so we can keep spreading our mission to the world that you can achieve success without the burnout. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone. Hey there, it's Rebecca, your magnetic abundance mentor. Let me ask you something. Are you feeling stuck, burned out, or like life just isn't as juicy as you know it can be? If you're nodding right along, it's time for a breakthrough. My coaching program is designed to help you align your life in all seven pillars of abundance: spiritual, physical, emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial, so you can finally live that big, bold, sexy, and adventurous life you deserve. And here's the best part. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no sales gimmicks, just a genuine chance to experience my coaching firsthand and get crystal clear on what is next for you. Because your best life is not a someday thing, it's a right now thing. So click the link in the show notes to book your breakthrough call and let's start making magic together. Your next level is calling you. The review of the week is from Love a Fly. She says it's authentic and activating and leaves a 5-star review. She says, I love listening to Rebecca's podcast because she always draws the best out of her guests and provides incredibly valuable content that is positive and uplifting. She also makes sure you walk away with specific things you can do to improve your life. Make sure you leave a 5-star review, everyone, if you already haven't, because you can qualify for amazing prizes and private coaching sessions with Rebecca. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and keep your vibe high.